Welcome to another Arscast on arsblog.com in association with www.oleole.com, the football community that is free to join. Here we are. The season is over. We've got one game left to talk about and a whole summer to fill with Arscasty goodness. What the hell are we going to talk about, though? That's the thing. Today, between now and the end, and it might well be a slightly shorter Arscast than usual because there's no blog chat this week. Next week I want to try and get the three lads together, good player, Gilberto Silva from Gunner Blog and the man from East Lore, and do that kind of three-way thing again and discuss the season and what we think has gone right and what's gone wrong and what we need to do between now and next season. And hopefully there'll be some disagreements. It'll be like a question time, sort of a round table thing or one of those art shows. You know, the ones where someone says, well, I think that particular film has got a great depth and the characters are... And they're just talking about fucking Spider-Man or something. And then somebody will argue it's usually Jermaine Greer, I think. Maybe we should get Jermaine Greer on. That'd be awesome. If a little bit Greer-ish, if such a thing exists. Anyway, between now and the end, we've got for you the man in the bar. Talkshite Radio is here. Adi Bayor is here. There is no Arsene Wenger Hawkins, despite all the emails this week. All three of them. In fact, there was two. Just in case he's listening, you see, and I don't want him to think that he's not appreciated. But who knows, after a summer of rest and swimming, he does have a little jetpack on either side of his wheelchair, you see, and a, you know, one of those old-style helmets that they use for, you know, diving. He's got one of them that he fills it with kind of marijuana smoke and just poodles about under the water. But anyway, after his life aquatic, perhaps he might come back for the new season. So, we had our final game of the season on Sunday. And there was a chance to go third, and I didn't think it would happen because even though Liverpool were looking ahead to the Champions League final, or would be looking ahead, I thought they'd have far too much for Charlton. As it was, Liverpool needed a late penalty to get anything out of that game, and they drew 2-2. We could have finished third had we taken any of our chances, which we didn't. And the man who hopefully at this stage is now sitting on a terraza somewhere in Madrid, eating tapas and drinking I don't care what, Julio Baptista, was at fault, I'm sorry. He missed a couple of fairly easy headers and a penalty, which is quite the hat-trick. But then no less than we expected from Baptista, and it's so strange because anybody who saw him for Sevilla when he was banging in all those goals would have loved him at Arsenal, and maybe just English football doesn't suit certain players. You look at Diego Forlan, for example, who was absolutely terrible at United, but went to Spain and, you know, shared the Pichichi, the top scorer trophy with Samuel Eto'o. So maybe there are just some players that, you know, don't suit the English game. And that would be fair to assume that Baptista is one of those. I don't think he'll be with us next season. Depends what happens with Reyes and all that, but I still don't see him staying, and I don't want him to stay. He's had his chance, and now it's time for him to go back. The rest of the squad, obviously, are gone on their holidays now. They're all lying by the beach or at home eating tapas or doing things that aren't related to football, while we all have to suffer through the summer with no news and no excitement and no football and nothing to really complain about, apart from the fact we haven't bought anyone. Anyway, as I'm sure you're all aware, the Arscast is a tremendous discipline. It's professionally put together, well thought out, well scripted, rehearsed at least three times before each recording. It's true. But from time to time, things do go wrong or words get jumbled up. And I think around Christmas time, there were some outtakes. So given the fact it's the end of the season, here are a few more little outtakes that happened while I was recording over the last few months. And that is nearly that for this week's Arscast. All that's left is our bet of the week with thanks to bluesquare.com. That's www.bluesquare.com, bluesq.com. Bollocks. Another Arscast over and done with. Thanks as usual to classicfootballshirts.com. Fucking cunting bag. Welcome to another Arsblog Arscast on arsblog.com in association with classicfootballshirts.co.uk, and we will have the winner of the classicfootballshirts.co.uk. Hello and welcome to another fucking Arscast. Yeah. So I went to a website that long-term readers of Arsblog should know. It's called limmy.com. And I'm going to sneeze now. Oh, dear. Anyway, limmy.com. So there you go. Arsene Wenger Hawkins, he'll be back next week. And funnily enough, he does have his own MySpace profile now. I can't explain to you why I'm laughing, but suffice to say that I can't tell you. Anyway, Arsene Wenger Hawkins does have his his own MySpace. I can't do that now. Now, last week I asked you to give me your thoughts on keepers. And, you know, who we should get to replace Jens Lehmann as it...
I feel shit.
That was Gilberto Silver. Thank you very much, sir. And he'll be back on a future Arscast for another blog chat. Now, what's going on? I don't know. No idea what I'm talking about here. Fuck. Look at that tree. Look at the tree. I probably should have prepared something. Bollocks.
Back then, for that kind of money, you could buy a mansion and an island and a no. In fact, you could get your fucking jail. What the fuck am I talking about at all?
So there you go. Some outtakes from during the season. Or maybe if I can dig up some more, you'll get some more during the summer because, you know, desperate for material and all that kind of stuff. Now then, before we go to Adebayor's season review, we'll take a short commercial break. This is Gullet. He's a little Yorkshire Terrier puppy, and he went on holidays to Portugal. Unfortunately, while he was there, he got bitten on the anus by a bat. His owners brought him back to the UK, but he went mad, frothing at the mouth and trying to eat people's faces off. Gullet's gone missing and his family are desperate to get him back.
Gullet, please come back. You can play an FA Cup final.
So if you see Gullet, please help him find his way home. Call Jose on 1-800-555-CUNT. And please, stop with the dogba jokes.
Hello, is Adebayor here with the review of season? For me, it was a good season. I play with my heart for my team, for my teammates, for the manager, for everybody, for all the Arsenal fans, and not for the guy from Togo. Fuck him. It's a good season. We play some good football, but we play some bad football too. But this is football. It's all about playing as a team and being a family and working together and playing as a football team. Sometimes you win things, sometimes you don't, but we can do better next season. For sure, we can do better. Personally, the Carling Cup final still give me a great big pain in my bollocks. I didn't do nothing, didn't punch anyone, didn't touch anyone. Now I wish I'd kick fucking shit out of Lampard, because he's nothing but fat cunt. He doesn't understand that football is a team, and you work for your family, and you protect your family, and you go in. I didn't touch anyone, and now people get three-match ban for something, and I did nothing. But this is football, these things even out, and I can only imagine that referee and linesman have heart attack in the summer, because they deserve it. For me, finally, worst thing was someone left a cake out in the rain. And I didn't think I could take it because it took so long to bake it, and I didn't know if I'd ever get that recipe again. Oh no! So until next season, Arsenal fans, I leave you with traditional lullaby from my home country.
So if I say, save me, save me, be the light in my eyes, and if I say, ten Hail Marys, leave a light on in heaven for me.
Adebayor will be back with more next season, I'm sure, and later on we've got a season review from Talkshide Radio. You might remember earlier in the season we had Speak Catalan with Cesc Fabregas, where the blogette came and did her Catalan thing, and in recent weeks she's been complaining to me that I took away her one chance of fame.
That is true.
Not, well, it is actually true. This is probably as famous as you're ever going to get.
That's so mean.
Anyway, she now has a chance to impress you all with a joke that she invented. So, over to you.
What's Mr. T's favourite food?
I don't know. What is Mr. T's favourite food?
Pedifaloo!
Oh!
You can stop the thing.
For those of you who don't know, pedifaloo is a type of yogurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, cheers for that.
You're taking
my fame again. I know I'm taking it away again, but, you know, you've had your chance now, and I think you've failed miserably. Bye.
I have another joke.
What other joke? You don't have any other jokes.
I do.
You don't?
I do.
What is it?
What's a pirate's favourite football team?
I don't know. What is a pirate's favourite football team?
Arsenal.
Oh, you're grounded. 2 weeks, no pocket money, no dinner.
I'm still like at a concert day.
No, you're not.
That's what you think.
Children, go away now. That's it. Thank you. Goodbye. There she is. She's gone. So we can move away from her terrible jokes back to my terrible jokes. Maybe I shouldn't be so harsh. Here's the man in the bar with another player history.
And so it turned out they were Gary Lineker's pants. Yeah, they were under the table, and turns out it was Lineker all along. Yeah, I was as surprised as anyone, I have to say. Hello, Arse Blogger, there you are now, another player history. Keep them going during the summer there, even though there's no old football, the season's over and all that. Thank God this season's gone. Jesus, we could do with a fresh start, a clean slate, so to speak. Yeah. And that's as much as I have to say about the season, so I'll go on to the player history. And this week, I'm going to tell you about a Brazilian. He's called Edu. But we'll shorten his name to Edu. Now, Edu came to Arsenal in the year 2000, and he arrived at the airport in London, and they said, "Hello, Mr. Edu, just go sit in that room over there, would you?" And he went, "Okay." And then they said, "You can't come in, your passport is as fake as Pamela Anderson's chest, so it is. You'll have to go back home." So off he went back to Brazil, and then he came to Arsenal again after a bit of old Photoshop and getting a laminating machine and making a good passport this time. He came back to Arsenal in 2001, and he made his debut against Leicester City, and after 3 seconds he pulled his hamstring, which was a bit of a pain in the hole for him, so it was, and he spent a bit of time out injured. But then he became a silky smooth left footed midfielder, the likes of which we hadn't seen since Liam Brady. Not that he was as good as Liam Brady, but the old silky left foot was sort of like Liam Brady, but not as good as Liam Brady. I'm not saying that, I'm just saying it was like it. Not as good, but like it. One of his more memorable moments at Arsenal was when he scored an own goal. He scored about 8 of them in his Arsenal career, actually. But he scored one against Blackburn Rovers, and then he cracked in the old equaliser, and he knelt on the ground and he praised Jeebus himself and said, "Thanks Jeebus, I really needed that goal." He was a part of the team that went unbeaten that magical season, chipping in with some goals and a great 0-1 against Inter Milan in that 5-1 win. And he took his shirt off and his lovely hairy chest, so he did. Then his contract ran out, and for some reason Arsenal decided not to renew it at all, which was a bit strange because he was a good player. And off he went to Valencia, and getting off the plane in Valencia, didn't he do his cruciate ligament? Jesus. And so he worked hard in the gym and he came back. It was like Rocky running up and down the beach. And he came back and he played a couple of games, and then the ligament went again. Oh Jesus, the poor fella's cursed. At the moment he's recuperating, drinking mojitos and caipirinhas and possibly the odd Manhattan on the beach in Valencia, and he should be back for next season. And that's Edu, who's done nothing funny since he left at all.
And the man in the bar will be back with another player history on next week's Arsecast. Don't forget the Arsecast is sponsored by OleOle.com, which is a football community website where you can join up, get your own blog, post your own articles, and make lots of friends in football. It's sort of MySpace crossed with Dig crossed with, you know, that guy, I Kiss You, that guy. It's sort of like that as well, except not quite as awesome. So if you want to check it out, the address is www.oleole.com. As well as that, they do great ticket packages for events like the UEFA Cup final, which was this week. Also the Champions League final and the Copa America in Venezuela this summer. So you need to log on there and click on ticket packages for more details on that. Now then, a couple more reviews of the season that's just passed. As I said, we've got Talkshite Radio coming up. But first, a review of the season from the One Eye of William Gallas's penis.
Hello, I am the penis of William Gallas, and this is my season review of Arsenal. I will start with the young players. They are so very young, they look to me for guidance, because their penis are so very small. They are intimidated by my massive girth and enormous helmet. They need to grow up a bit and hang more to the right. At the moment, they all hang to the left. And we know what this means. Next, we talk about Jens Lehmann. Every week, he is behind me going, hey, go over here, go over there, do this, jump this, tackle that. I say to him, hey, fuck, since when did a German ever tell a Frenchman what to do? Never! Then there is Thierry Henry. He is a great player. And more than anything, he is the best friend that a William Gallas penis can ever have. Overall, meh. I come to the training, I run around a bit, I point here. And then I talk to the newspapers, because they all want to know what the great William Gallas penis think. To those who criticize, I say to you, what the future fish to put. Do you not realize that I am the sixth top scorer for Arsenal in the league this season? That is how incredibly great I am. Until next season, Arsenal fans, au revoir.
Dry spells over most of the country, but some scattered showers a bit later on. That's all your weather. I'll be back later.
Thank you, delicious weather girl, and this is Talk Shite Radio. Talking so much shite, we talk shite 48 hours a day. We're here to talk about Arsenal season and how terrible, terrible it all was. It started badly, it went a bit okay in the middle, but then it went bad again, and there's only one person to blame, isn't there, James Lawton? It's Arsene Wenger. Yes, certainly there's no question that Arsene Wenger is entirely at fault for this. He's fostered a culture of cheating and Frenchness at Arsenal Football Club, which is at odds with the great history and traditions of the Marble Halls. I remember going to a game in 1937, and Wilf Copping was playing for Arsenal, a beautifully skillful player he was, and I remember he was up against notorious hard man that day, Alf Shinbreaker, playing for Blackpool United, and Copping was going down the wing, and in came Shinbreaker, actually cut Copping right in two. You could see his guts and everything all over the Highbury pitch. But he didn't lie around, he didn't moan or scream. He just got up, got on with the game again and scored a magnificent goal in the second half. When you compare that to the likes of Robert Pires, for example, who invented diving, essentially. And for me, that's where football started to go bad. Until then, we never had diving or cheating or match-fixing, and young English players were dedicated and professional. They didn't go out and get drunk or take drugs or roast girls, or they didn't drive somebody's car into a tree and pretend to be somebody else. All of that is the fault of that despicable French Pires.
Thanks very much for that, James. Yes, and Arsenal's season, of course, was littered with ill discipline and sendings off. We go to the phones. It's John in Dublin. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you? Yeah, last time I was on, I was saying that I was thinking about shooting myself because you were doing me head in because you're a pair of clueless wankers, but I'm after realising it'd be much fucking better if I shot yous instead. So, see you soon.
John, thanks for that. What do you make of that, James? Death threats, because we're so bloody awesome.
Well, let's just hope that Paddy bloke shoots a bit straighter than Alexander Leb, what?
I like it. This is Talk Shite Radio. We'll be right back after this.
Talk Shite Radio, talking shite about sport 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day.
And more from them next season, possibly, maybe not. Who knows what you might hear next season? Who knows what you might hear between now and the end of the summer as well, as we get more and more creative. I think that's what they call it anyway. But I think another way of putting it is just absolutely short of material. Normally at this time of the show, you talk about what might be happening at the weekend and what games are going on and, you know, who are we going to play? How are we going to play? What's the tactics going to be? Who's fit? Who's not fit? Nothing doing. The only thing I've got for you now is the bet of the week with thanks to bluesquare.com, which is www.bluesq.com. If you don't have an account, you can sign up, of course, via the Arseblog homepage. You get a £25 free bet, and any bets that you make, and if you win something, I think I get 10% for the rest of your life. But, I mean, it's all worth it, you know. Wouldn't you rather have 90% of something than 10% of nothing? Think about it that way, if you can make any sense of it. Anyway, the bet of the week, Simon Wolf says, 7-1 for Samuel Eto'o to start at Arsenal next season. So there you go. If you're a betting man, you fancy those odds, go to www.bluesq.com and put some money down. So that's it for this week. Next week, hopefully, we'll have that roundtable discussion of the season and where we're going. And then after that, who knows? So I hope you enjoyed it. See you all next week on the blog and talk to you on next week's Arsecast. Bye.
Why would you put the cake out in the rain? I don't understand why anybody would put the cake out in the rain. Because, you know, you can put it on the kitchen table, you can put it, you know, beside the oven. But even if you put the cake out and it's not raining, I understand. But why put the cake out into the rain itself? All the icing gonna melt off. It's crazy. I don't understand. And the recipe is so hard to come by. Why make the cake and spend so long to make it and then throw it out in the rain? What are you doing? No.